Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the Octave of Easter, April 6th, 2025. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, 'You are to say, his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.'" There's a story told about a teacher who once returned to a classroom after recess and found a window shattered. The students sat quietly at their desks. The teacher asked, "Who broke the window?" No one answered. Finally, one student whispered, "I think it happened when the wind blew." Another nodded, "Yes, the wind." So the whole class agreed. The wind must have done it. But one small boy could not bear the lie. After a few minutes, he raised his hand and said softly, "Teacher, it wasn't the wind. I threw the ball." The room went silent. The teacher walked over and said, "Thank you for telling the truth." Then he added something surprising. "The broken window can be fixed. But if the whole class had agreed to lie, something much harder to repair would have been broken." You see, truth restores. Lies fracture the soul. The gospel today, the first day after Easter, shows us the first attempt to suppress the resurrection. The guards had witnessed something extraordinary. An angel had descended. The stone had been rolled away. The tomb was empty. The earth shook beneath them. Matthew tells us earlier that they became like dead men. They knew what they saw. And yet, when they reported this to the chief priests, the response was not wonder, repentance, or faith. Instead, there was calculation. The leaders gathered, deliberated, and produced a plan. Money was offered. A story was created. Say this to the disciples. Say that they stole the body while you were asleep. It is an astonishing moment in the gospel. The resurrection had already begun to change the world, but the human heart was still capable of resisting it. The lie was necessary because the truth was too powerful. If Jesus had truly risen, everything changed. It meant the authorities had condemned the Son of God, that death had been defeated, that Jesus' claims were true, that God's kingdom had begun. To admit the resurrection would require repentance, humility, and conversion. So instead, they tried something easier: control the narrative. Human beings still do this. When truth threatens our pride, our position, or our comfort, we are tempted to explain it away. Interestingly, the lie itself contains a flaw. If the disciples stole the body while we were asleep, how could the soldiers know what happened if they were asleep? The story collapses under its own logic. But lies do not have to be logical to spread. They only need to be repeated often enough. Matthew even notes that this story circulated widely in his own time. Yet the resurrection could not be buried under rumor. Too many people encountered the risen Christ. Too many lives were transformed. The truth kept rising. The gospel today reminds us that Easter does not eliminate the struggle between truth and falsehood. Even in the presence of miracles, people still choose. Some see and believe, others see and resist. Easter is not merely about what happened in the tomb, it's about what happens in the human heart. This passage invites us to examine ourselves, not because we plot grand conspiracies like the chief priests, but because we sometimes participate in smaller versions of that same pattern. We may avoid truths about ourselves, justify what we know is wrong, hide behind explanations rather than conversion. But the resurrection calls us out of the shadows. The risen Christ does not come to condemn us, but to bring us into the light. Truth is not our enemy. It is the beginning of freedom. Jesus himself said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Notice something else in today's gospel. While the authorities are busy constructing lies, the women are already on their way to proclaim the truth. They have seen the Lord. They are running with joy. No money, no power, no political influence, only the truth of what they've witnessed. And the truth will change the world. The church is built not on manipulation or control, but on the simple testimony, Christ is risen. To live as Easter people means choosing truth. It means honesty in our hearts, integrity in our words, courage in our witness. Sometimes that truth may be inconvenient. Sometimes it may cost us something. But the resurrection assures us that truth ultimately wins. The stone was rolled away. No lie could steal or seal the tomb. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the truth who rose from the tomb. Where our hearts are tempted to hide, bring us into your light. Give us the courage to reject falsehood and to live in honesty and humility. May the joy of your resurrection make us witnesses of the truth in our words, our choices, and our lives. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.